9th Perek, 1st Mishnah, Hagoyim Ein Lohem Nezirus. Hashem Avodim Yesh Lohem Nezirus. A goy says, I am a nozer, is irrelevant information. He's not a goy, he's not a nozer. A woman and an eved, Kanani, that say they're Nazirim, they are Nazirim. And the male, they have to do the Isurim, take effect, and they have to bring the Kobanis. Chayim Hashem Avodim, Shukhoyfe Zavdoim. If he has an eved that said he wants to be a nozer, the master could say, no, you're not a nozer. You're under my auspices right now, and he forces him to drink wine. He can't force his wife to not be a nozer. There's a concept of aforis nedarim, but just by forcing her to drink wine does not go. He has to be mefer neder with all the process of aforis nedarim. Choyim ben nedar b'avodim v'shem ben noshim. There's a stringency by avodim over noshim. He can say this concept that mufalichi, this nether is removed. But Eved, he can't say the lashon of hafara. Yeah, in other words, that if he's not going to force the Eved to drink, then he can't say mufalicha. Hefer lishtoy v'hefer lomis. If he was mefer to his wife, that's the end of the Naziris. It won't come back. He was mefer, his eved, yotzlecheres, mashim leziros. So what does it mean, hefer? We just said before, he cannot be mefer, yeved. So it doesn't mean hefer. It means he removed the nether, which means he forced him to drink wine. So he forced him to drink wine, dimetam lemesim. So his naziris is put on hold. What happens if afterwards he's freed? Then he has to fulfill his Naziris. In other words, his Naziris really did take effect, but on a condition that it's not going to go against the best interests of the master, because he's under the ownership of the master. But inasmuch as there will not be conflict between the two, Naziris takes effect. So if the master doesn't care right now, it'll take effect now. If he does care now, when it will free him, it will take effect. Yeah. Okay. The Rama is a different pshat, Mechudish Dika pshat, that if he says to his Eved, that I'm mefer you, that's equivalent to being meshacher of him, equivalent to freeing him. It goes free. That's a chiddush. Okay, over mikneged ponov. If he wasn't freed by his master, but he ran away from his master, so the question is, does he have to be mekayem his naziris right now? Technically, he still belongs to the master, but he's not under his control. Ameya says, can't drink wine. Why? Because it seems to be, technically, since he really is under the control of the master, he's not allowed, his Naziris did not take effect. But we don't let him drink wine to drive in the message to him, you are still under the auspices of your master. Go back. Rabbi Yisrael says, no. Let him drink wine, because it's going to be too tough with him. Then he may end up not drinking and not going back, and the master is going to lose his evidence.